Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Elmer Miller. Batting second. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Home Run Baker. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Sad Sam Jones. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting 8th. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Harry Courtney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Harry Courtney. And now, play ball. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Home Run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Mulligan, and towards Johnson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Scott reaches second base with a double. There goes Pip trying to get to home. Falk throws the ball into Johnson, who relays the ball to Schalk, who tags Pip, who came all the way from first, for the out. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk has Scott trapped. The throw from Schalk to Mulligan and back to Schalk, who tags Scott out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Hooper reaches second base with a double. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Musel. Falk reaches second base with a double. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to third. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk scores. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pipp hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Ma Still, who is chasing the ball. Pipp reaches third base with a triple. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pip scores. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Al DeVormer pinch runs for Wally Shang. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Shang now catching. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 2 in the game. Mulligan hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth is walked intentionally. Ward moves to second. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward moves to third. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 3 in the game. Musel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Yankees. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Pip hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 2 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Falk reaches second base with a double. Mostill moves to third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mostill scores. Falk scores. It's 4-3, Yankees. Wade Hoyt now pitching. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schalk bunts towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Shealy moves to second. Two outs. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Courtney reaches third base with a triple. Shealy scores. It's Yankees, 4, White Sox, 4. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 3 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Courtney scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Mulligan moves to second. It's 6-4, White Sox. Bullet Joe Bush now pitching. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulligan scores. Collins moves to third. Hooper moves to second. It's 7-4, White Sox. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hooper is attempting to get to home. There's the throw to Bush and Hooper is out. Collins scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Shock and he is safe. Scott steals second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Shang hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Chick Fuchter pinch hits for Bullet Joe Bush. Al DeVormer pinch runs for Wally Shang. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. DeVormer moves to second. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball towards right. Hooper catches it and throws to second to double up DeVormer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Al DeVormer now catching. George Murray now pitching. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moss still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Shealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Shealy reaches second base with a double. Falk moves to third. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk scores. Shealy scores. It's 10-5, White Sox. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schalk. The throw from DeVormer and he is safe. Schalk steals second. Harry Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ruth hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, White Sox. Home run. Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Musel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Musel reaches second base with a double. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Pipp strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and New York Yankees, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.